Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, correspondent to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Lamed. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches and Adalas, and the Mishnah. Hay machnisim et hasheni ebaytu noisai nimsu divreim mechuvonim noisim noisim bedavar. The Mishnah says we bring in the second witness and interrogate him. If it's found that their testimonies match, the judges debate the matter. Shnayim oimim zakai ve'echadai mechayev zakai. Shnayim oimim chayev ve'echadai mezakai chayev. If two decide that Zakai is exempt, and one says that he is liable, then he is exempt. If two decide he is liable, and one says that he is exempt, he is liable. Echad oimer Zakai ve'echad oimer chayev ve'echad oimer en yodea ve'sifu hadayonim v'afilu shnayim mezakin oimer chayevim ve'echad oimer en yodea ve'sifu hadayonim. If one said he is exempt, and one said he is liable, and one is undecided, we had more judges, and even if two decide that he is exempt, and or two decide that he is liable, and one is undecided, we add more judges. And the Gemara says, "Miut si'irim shnayim matam v'leima shnei shihu shneihem shavim. Kvasim miut kvasim shnayim matam v'leima shnei shihu shneihem shavim." The Gemara brings that si'irim must refer to at least two. Why does it say shnei si'irim regarding Yom Kippur? Both of them must be equal in appearance, height, and price. Kvasim must refer to at least two. Why does it say shnei kvasim regarding the two of Talmud offerings? Both of them must be equal. Miut Sipoim Shnayim Matam Vleima Shtei Shihu Shavis. Sipoim must refer to at least two. Why does it say Shnei, which means regarding Metzora, that means two birds? Both of them must be equal. Miut Chatzotzos Shnayim Matam Vleima Shtei Shihu Shavis. Chatzotzos must refer to at least two. Why does it say Shtei, two trumpets? Both of them must be equal. Heisiv B'chagai Lobiyasa V'aksiv Amdu Shnei Anoshim Me'ata Miut Anoshim Shnayim Matam Vleima Shnei Shihu Shavim. But Haggai after Vyosa, it says, and the two men will stand. Based on the Drashah, you should say that Anashim must refer to at least two. So why does it say two Anashim? Both of them must be equal. V'aksiv lo sata mishpat ge yosem hare ger dan im misha'in a ger yosem dan im misha'in a yosem. Surely we don't say this because the pasuk says lo sata mishpat ge yosem, we should not incline the judgment of a ger who is an orphan, shows that a convert can be judged with one who is not a convert, and an orphan can be judged with one who is not an orphan. In Cain, Lamanem Ashnei, Mufin Lahakish Ladun Mimen Gzeir Shava. If so, why does it say Shnei? It's three to compare and to learn a Gzeir Shava from it. Nemakan Shnei, Nema Lalon, Vishor Shnei Anoshim, Ma Lalon Anoshim Vloy Noshim, it should say Vloy Katanim, Afkan anoshim v'loy noshim v'loy katanim hari lamanu she'ina isha dana v'loy me'ida. The Gemara goes, an answer, if we need not teach about the litigants, we use it to teach about the witnesses. It says here, shnei, and it says there, v'yishau shnei anoshim, and two men remained. Just like there, they were men and not women or children. Also here, men and not women or children. This teaches that a woman may not judge or testify, because we know that anyone kosher to judge is kosher to testify. Rabbi Yosi Rabun b'shem Rabbi Yosef Nema kan shnei v'nem alon shnei mal alon al pishnayim edim afkan al pishnayim edim. And again, on to the second answer, Rabbi Yosi Rabun, quoting Rabbi Yosef, says, it says here shnei and it says there al pishnayim edim yokum dava, through two witnesses the matter shall be established. Just like there, it's according to two witnesses. Also here, it teaches about witnesses. In Cain, Matam Alay Meshnei, the Gemara asks, well, the simple meaning of the pasuk here discusses litigants. Why did it say Shnei? We proved above that they need not be equal. One can be a convert or orphan and not the other. Shlo Yehi Echad Oimed Ve'Echad Yoshev Echad Oimer Kosoche Ve'Echad Oimelay Ketzal Devorecha. And the Gemara gives an answer that this teaches that one litigant may not stand while the other sits. I mean, one may not speak as much as he wants, and the other the judge tells him to shorten your words. Amar Rav Yehuda shemati sheim rotza hadayin hoshiv es shneihem moshiv. Rav Yehuda says, I heard that if the judge wants to seat both litigants, he may do so. Rav Yishmael oimer oimim lo lavush kishem shu lavush oi halvisheu kishem sha'at lavush. A second answer is from Rav Yishmael, if one is wearing more esteemed clothes than the other, we tell him dress like he is dressed, or dress him like you are dressed. Amar Rav Bar b'shem Rav Huna, Sichim ha'edim la'amoid b'shasham me'idim sh'ne'emar v'amdu shnei ha'anoshim. Rav Abba, quoting Rav Huna, said that the witnesses must stand at the time when they testify, as it says, and the two men shall stand. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Yabohu, af ha-nedoinim, sichem la'amoid, b'shah she-mekablim, dinam, shne'mah, ashelahem, ha-riv lifnei Hashem. Rabbi Yirmiyah, quoting Rabbi Yabohu, said that also litigants must stand at the time when they receive the din, as it says, those that have the dispute before Hashem. Ksiv le'yamsu obeis ha-bonim, za'alei kvar ne'amar ish v'chetar yumas. Ratzam olem le'yamsu obeis ha-bonim. It says that fathers should not die for their sons, but it really says each person is going to die because of his own sin. Why does it say again that what that a father won't die, fathers won't die for their sons? They yimsu avos be'edus bonim, uvonim v'yimsu be'edus avos. And she said, mekan shelo yu ha'edim koyvim shel nedonim. The Gemara answers that fathers may not die through testimony of sons, and sons may not die through testimony of our fathers. And his teachers or witnesses may not be relatives of the litigants. What's the source that the witnesses may not be relatives of each other? That's the correct answer. If you think about it, if one of them was made proved to be false, he's not killed unless his colleague was proved to be false. If you say so, that relatives may testify together, he's killed through the other. What's the source that the witnesses may not be relatives of the judges? The answer is, think about it, if they were proved false, they are killed through the judges who sentenced them. What's the source that the judges may not be relatives of each other? And the Gemara answers, the Torah said to kill based on witnesses and to kill based on judges. Just like witnesses may not be relatives of each other, also judges may not be relatives of each other. This teaches fathers and sons that they may not testify together. What's the source for other relatives? Rabbonim, the rabbis, shah kravim. They were answered, it's the prefix of vav in the word uvonim that includes other relatives. Ad kadon kubi kiva, kubi shmo minayin. Until now we explain the quantum of kiva who expounds the vav. If a quantum of shmo who does not, what's the source? Tani of shmo, vashofto aida, which is a ben hamakar, ben a koel adam. It's a vice of Rabbi Shmuel. The Pasuk in Bamidbar, Lamed Hei Pasuk Chof Dalet says, and the congregation shall judge between the assailant and the avenger of the blood. And it teaches that the aid of the congregation and the judges may not be relatives of the makeh, of the one who struck, or of the victim. Amav Yosi Imata Oimekei Nimses Oime Beistin Goyalei Hadam Mikan Shlei Dayonim. If you would say so, that they may be relatives of the victim, it turns out the Beis Din are Goyal Adam, because they must judge between the Goyal Adam, the avenger of the blood, and the Makeh, and the assailant. From here, the judges may not be relatives of the litigants. It's unreasonable to say that they may be relatives of the Makeh, of the assailant, but not of the victim. What's the source of that the witnesses may not be relatives of each other. So it should say, So the Gemara answers that, think about it, if one of them was proved to be false, he's not killed unless his colleague was proved to be false. If you say so, that relatives may testify together, he's killed through the other. What's the source that the witnesses may not be relatives of the judges? So the Gemara answers, think about it, if they were made false, are they not killed to the judges who sentenced them? The Mishnah in Shuras teaches that Shuras Aedas applies to Kesherim, kosher people, but not Psulim, because it says, Imla Yagid, if he will not tell, and he will bear his sin. It means one who tells testimony and obligates one to pay. And it excludes the Pasul, because even if he testifies, his friend does not need to pay. Bifnei Beistin, Lahitzi, Eid Echad. Shul Said is applies in Beistin. This excludes outside of Beistin and also one witness, because testimony is not forced one to be. Vishamulai, Hare Al Mukubal, Aleinu, Kishnayim, Yachal Hechayev. The Gemara suggests when they said to him, we accept you like two, he is liable for Shul Said, because the testimony would have forced him to pay. Tamil Laima, that should say, Behu Ra Yada Ibn Yagid Vigamer, that's Yu Kashal Aedus Minatewa, Yad Se Aedechad Shain Kashal Aedus Tewa. And the Gemara rejects that from the Pasuk, and he saw, or he knew, and he didn't tell over, one who is kosher for testimony from the Torah. That excludes one witness who is not kosher to testify Torah testimony to force one to pay. Shalom b'fnei beis din, er la'yagid v'nasa v'inoi, es she magid meshalim mamoin yartza chutz l'beis din, she'afilu magid ein chaver meshalim mamoin. Not in front of beis din, he will be exempt, and we learn this from im la'yagid, if he will not tell, and he will bear his sin, and this one who testifies, and if one who testifies and obligates a person to pay for it. This excludes outside of Beis Din, because even if he testifies, his friend does not need to pay money. Nine l'shnei edim, it should say v'hu ed, havei kan shnayim. What's the source that one is liable only if there were two witnesses? V'hu ed, this is two witnesses. Uku v'shmol, the v'shmol omar, kol makom shekosev b'teira ed, stam, havei hu b'chlal shnei edim, and sh'yodicha kosev shuhu ed echad. And it's like v'shmol, who said, whenever the Torah wrote ed, it refers to two witnesses, unless the pasuk informs that it's one witness. Ashkech Tani Rabbi Shmuel should say Shnei Edim Ed Echad Mahu Lechayv Alav Meshum Shvuas Bitri. The Gemara asks, we find that Rabbi Shmuel taught that one's liable for Shvuas Edim only if there are two witnesses. If one witness swore to deny testimony, is he liable for Shvuas Bitri? Eshel Leima Achei Roi Lesalvo Lechayv Alav Meshum Shvuas Edus That Lechayv Alav Meshum Shvuas Bitri. The Gemara answers, is it possible to say that he's liable? Another witness is proper to join to him and obligate him Shuas Aedus, and you obligate him for Shuas Bitri. Kov, Ma'u l'chayv alav mishum Shuas Bitri. The Gemara asks, if a relative swore to deny testimony, is he liable for Shuas Bitri? Yeva ka'adol d'amar Rabbi Abubar Shmuel, Shua shenosan pleini lepleini mana, and the Gemara answers, we learn from the following teaching of Rabbi Abba Bar Shmuel, if one swore that Pliny gave a mana, 100 zuz, to another person, Amoini, and it turns out that he didn't give, since he cannot swear about the future that Pliny will give, he's not liable for the past. The second answer is, we learn from the following. If one said to Pliny, where's my ox? And he replied, I don't know what you're talking about. Means he denied that he was ashamed of Chenom. And it died, was broken, captured or lost. And he said, I impose an oath on you. And Pliny answered, Amen. Then he is exempt. In truth, he was exempt from paying. Rav says that he's exempt from Shuas HaPikadon, but he's liable for Shuas Bitri. Amar Biyachron, Malcha shemitzah lehafisai ein chayv mishum shuas bitui. Reichan said, since it's a mitzvah to appease him with an oath, he's not liable for shuas bitui. He didn't opt to swear on his own. Even if Reichan would obligate a relative who swore to deny testimony, since he had no mitzvah to swear. I think I'm asked, I'll back to the Rav, ein mitzvah lehafisai. Does the Rav not hold that there's a mitzvah to appease him? Mefaisai ala emet ve'en mefaisai la sheker. The answer is, yeah, he should appease him with truth, but he shouldn't do so with falsehood. Tani v'shmol v'nasa v'inai. Korban. We've been advised of Rabbi Shmuel, and he shall bear his sin, means he must bring a korban. A relative doesn't bring for Shuas Aedus, so he brings for Shuas Bitri. Minan lei Beis Din. What's his source? It's only if he saw in Beis Din. Yalfen, Agada, Agada, Ma Agada Shnei Malaron, Beis Din, Afkan, Beis Din. The answer is we learn from Exer Shava on the word Hagada, just like Hagada there, in the case of a Zakein Mamre, rebellious elder. It says that he gidulacha estiva hamishpat is in Beis Din. Also here, the case of Shuas Aedus, when it says im lo yagid, it's in Beis Din. Kahadar im makablan edim elam kain roo shneim ka'achat. The first opinion is we accept witnesses only if they saw the testimony together. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha oimer afilu b'zachazer. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says it even if they saw one after another. Rabbi Yemi b'shem rav moedim chachomim Rabbi Shua ben Karcha ve'edei b'chora uve'edei chazoka. Rabbi Yirmiyah, quoting Rav, said that Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yishua ben Karcha about witnesses of Bechorim, mean the father said who is his Bechor, and witnesses of Chazaka, where Pliny used a particular land for 3 years. Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, after 8 days Simonim came, Rabbi, quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, said the same applies to witnesses of Simonim of heirs to establish adulthood. Rabbi the Pshita, the following is obvious, that if this witness said, I saw two hairs on his back, and this one said, I saw two hairs on his back, then the two Edom combined. If one says, I saw one hair on his back, and this one said, I saw one hair on his stomach, it has no effect, and all the more so, if both of them said on his back, perhaps he only has one hair. If two say we saw one hair on his back, and two say we saw one hair on his stomach, Rav Yosi and Rav Hoshea bar Rav Shammai argue about this. One of them say pasul means they don't join, and one of them says kosher. Mandama pasul kameyid al chetzi zimun. Mandama kosher ani omer shema noshu. The one who says pasul is because he's like one who testifies about chetzi davar, because one lone hair has no significance. The one who says kosher is because I can say perhaps when the latter pair saw, the first hair already fell out, and the first pair saw before the second hair sprouted. Each pair saw everything possible to see at the time, so it's not called chetzi davar. Echad omer shtei saros begavoy, echad omer shtei bekesoy. Rabbi Abba amar divrei hakol kosher, and Rabbi Chagai divrei hakol pasul. Rabbi Yosi omer bemachlokes. If one says I saw two hairs on his back, and one says two on his stomach, the Abba says that all means both Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Hoshea agree that it's kosher, and Rabbi Chagai says that all agree that it's pasul. Rabbi Yosi says that they argue about this. Which is the Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chagai ha Rabbi Yudan amar de kavasi. Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Chagai, Rabbi Yudan says like me. Amaleva al Rabbi Anapolik, Kol Shekhen Aloi. Rabbi Chagai said to Rabbi Yosi, I argue with Rabbi Yudan's Rebbe, who is Rabbi Abba, so all the more so I argue with him. Am Rabbi Mana, Yos, Am Rabbi Chagai, Elishta, Shechosim Ba'ava, Chosmois, Zemeid al Shnaim, Zemeid al Shnaim, Vekarl of Ir, Shema Klum, who, Ve'in Kol Chasim, Mesicha, Shnei Edim. Rabbi Mana brings a support to that Rabbi Chagai said correctly, because if there are four signatures on a document, and this witness testified about two of them, and this witness testified about two of them, and there was a claim that it's a forgery, does this validation help at all? Doesn't every signature need two witnesses for it? And here, every siman needs two witnesses. Rabbi Chinna said we can learn from the years of Chazaka. If one aide testified that he ate the first, second, and third year, and a different one testified that the person ate the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth, does it help at all? Then kol Chazaka v'Chazaka, sicha shnei eidim. V'acha kol siman v'siman, sar shnei eidim. Doesn't every year of Chazaka need two eidim? And similarly here, every siman needs two eidim, two witnesses. Ka'adar eidshavim min eidim, lemkein bo'u shneihem ka'achas. Earlier, the first Tana and Yishua ben Karcha argue about whether or not the witnesses must see the testimony together, and it's like the argument that we say that we hear testimony from the witnesses only if they came together. And Rabbi Nosson Omer Shomim Divrei Rishon Ulekashiyavo Sheni Shomim Esdraos. Rabbi Nosson says we hear the words of the first, and when the second witness comes, we can hear his words. Rabbi Yonason Rabbi Yosef Makshe Esha Ishaka Bar Nash De Shama Halacha Rabbi Nosson. Amalei Rabbi Yosi Bachanina, how Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim, Omer Yakim Leil. Rabbi Yonason was sitting in the Beit Medrash. He asked, perhaps there is someone here who heard whether or not the halacha follows Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yosi Bachanina said that there is Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim. Rabbi Yonason said, Lili Masen, we will give to him smicha and ask him. Kim the Solak, Amalei Shamas Halacha Kub Nosson, Amalei Shamati, Moide Bishimon Karacha Lili Nosson. When he ascended and received smicha, Rabbi Yonason said to him, did you hear whether or not the halacha follows Rabbi Nosson? And he said, I heard that Rabbi Shimon Karcha agrees to Rabbi Nosson. Amalei ul hadar sa'ocha. Rabbi Yonason said to him, was there a need to say this? testimony is primarily seeing, and Rabbi Shua does not require that they see together, or more so, he does not require them to testify together. They told Rabbi Yonasan that Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, who said that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochim knows, intended only that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochim received smicha because he was a great man. Rabbi Chista asked, may we accept witnesses not in front of the litigant? Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shabsai, mekablin edim shlo b'fnei bal din, ve'avdun leig azal din, im balik ve'iru o'roi kaim. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Shabsai, answered that we accept witnesses not in front of the litigant, that we make for him a final verdict. If he comes and protests, his protest is valid. Adam sheshalcha achava beis din shloisha pa'amim v'loi ba. Rabbi Shimon Levi omer mekablin ha'edus b'loi bal din v'avdin lei gazal din. Rabbi Shimon Levi said that if beis din sent three times for someone to come and he didn't come, we accept testimony not in front of the litigant and we make for him a final verdict. Gador ka'ana damech v'shavet yolso levi yoshia v'kabel v'loza sadoi v'loi v'apoi v'zachi levi yoshia. It's like the following episode, that Kahana died, and he left heirs and a debt to Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Lazar accepted witnesses not in front of the heirs, because they were not here, and as if he sent and they didn't come, and he ruled in favor of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Oidela to Shavak Sforim, because of Lazar, the Rasui Sforim, who Zach Bahen, Eretz Yisrael, in which he was in Chutzlaretz. And further, Kahana left over Sforim. Rabbi Lazar wrote to the heirs in Chutzlaretz and said, Sforim that Eretz Yisrael merited, we don't send them to Chutzlaretz. Rav Nissi b'shem Rav Elazar im kasa l'avanas leitzi meitzi. Rav Nissi quoting Rav Elazar says, if one wrote Sforim with intent to take them to Chutzlaretz, he may take them out. Rav Chiya ba'aba bar koimei Rav Yossi ma'u l'hoitzi. Rav Chiya ba'aba quoting Rav Yossi asked, may one take Sforim out to Chutzlaretz? Amalei la'avda at choyeli amalei lai. Ave ish uvayish l'avi zeira d'lei omar lei uvda. Again meida ma'u omar. Rav Yossi asked whether he asked for a relevant case, means is it actually, you have a real life question about this, and he said no, he just wants to know that halacha. Rav Yossi didn't answer. The Zeira was upset that he didn't say that it was for a relevant case, and wanted to know what Rav Yossi. Rav Yomia havale din im chad barnash v'kablon l'shadaya d'loy ba'afoy d'Rav Yomia v'chayovim Rav Yomia v'havay yosev mistaya efshe v'kablon edim b'lay bal din. Rav Yomia had a din with a certain man. They accepted witnesses not in front of Rav Yomia and obligated Rav Yomia. And he was pained by this. He said, can it be that we accept witnesses not in front of the litigants? Rav Yehuna, Rav Pinchas, Rav Chizkia, Chukuk, Loi Alion, Vapirka, Vahu Yoma, Dochak, should say, Rav Yehuna, Va'al, Va'ashkach, Rav Yomia, Mestaya, Va'ama Eshim, Mekablan Eidim, Blei Baldin, Afile Mayim, Va'isa'ir. Rav Yehuna, Rav Pinchas, and Rav Chizkia, Chukuk, didn't come to the shir that day. Funa forcibly entered and found Rav Yomia pained. He said, is it possible that we accept witnesses not in front of the litigant, even when they are with him in the city? And Malay, Kain, Chamas, Da'at, and Rabbanan. Rav Huna said, yes, the Rabbanan hold like this.